At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The fans here, the support they give to the dead national team is lovely. Yeah. For me, it's a pleasure to coming to play here again. And of course, it will be tough. I hope they don't boo too much to me tomorrow. I swear that I'm going to try to be a good boy.
That was Ronaldo before the game. I swear I'm going to try to be a good boy. Shane Hannan from Off the Ball is with me, as is Keith Tracy, former Ireland international footballer. Keith, good morning and welcome to you.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
So how did we do it last night? What was the trick?
I think it was a really, really simplistic game plan. We minimised mistakes. We defended really, really well, as a lot of people keep telling me we have Premier League defenders, so why don't we defend like Premier League defenders? We were really disciplined in our defending. We had some lethal counter-attacks. I just thought we were better from start to finish. I know people will say Portugal had the lion's share of possession. They're much, much the better team on paper. But we had a better XG. We had the better chances. Ogbeni hit the post. And Ronaldo frustrated from the first minute until the minute he went off. Absolutely exceptional stuff from the Irish team.
No question about the red card.
No, you can't swing your elbows like that. I was at the Aviva last night. I seen the replay on the monitor and I'm still not sure how much contact Ronaldo actually made, but you can't go swinging your elbows like that. And if you do, you're running the risk of a penalty. And I thought he looked guilty. When he started making the crying faces gesture, I thought, that's the face of a guilty man.
Now, the performance of the Portuguese team, I mean, they had far more shots on goal than we had. I mean, it was 20-5 towards the end of the game. We had 5 shots on goal. One hit the post, Ogbeni's shot. 2 went in, and 2 others might have done. We had a brilliant save from Quirin Kelleher. But the Portuguese skied it so many times.
Yeah, they did. They started shooting from range. Vitinha had 1 or 2 shots. Ruben Neves had 1. Ronaldo started shooting from range, which is exactly what you want. You want them getting annoyed. And they looked really, really short on ideas. The opening exchanges of the game, you could see we were forcing them out wide. We didn't allow Portugal to come through the middle. And when they crossed it, the 3 centre-halves, Collins, O'Shea, O'Brien, were absolutely brilliant. Coleman as well, I would throw in there. Liam Scales. Everybody to a man was absolutely brilliant. But what we did really well was the basics of the game. I thought Cullen and Taylor in the middle of the park were exceptional. And again, Pat, they didn't, you know, I wouldn't be showing clips of them on the ball doing brilliant stuff. It was just out of possession, bogging down the middle of the park, not letting Vitinha have any of the little spaces he was trying to get, and just keeping the game in front of them. And the discipline of when to play in behind and when to keep the ball, absolutely excellent. And Troy Parrott is one that I'm absolutely over the moon for. So often he's looked like he's going to be the man to be the centre forward that we need for Ireland. Then Evan Ferguson comes in, looks like he's going to take a little bit of that fire. But 2 goals last night against Portugal, hopefully we'll kick Troy Parrott on now to the next level.
Okay, so what happens on Sunday in Budapest?
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Copy and paste. If the lads are fit and fired, and I would play the exact same team, the exact same shape, with the exact same mentality, and it's all in. This is the biggest game Ireland have had in absolute years. I've been doing this punditry work now and some commentary for the last 5 years or so, and that's the best I felt walking out of Aviva in so long. The smell in the air after the just walking home was an absolute joy. Some of the chats going down, and again, really, really good stuff. Simplistic stuff, not overcomplicating, and as I say, copy and paste and go again Sunday.
All right, now you share something with Troy Parrott. You're both graduates of Belvedere Football Club,
yep,
which is based on the north inner city side, Clontarf, Fairview area. What do you think the atmosphere would be like in the club when they all go out kicking a ball over the weekend?
It'd be amazing. It'd be absolutely amazing. Like, people from the north inner city, you know, they're so... It can be so hard in that concrete jungle at times. So to get out of there, I know how hard it is. And for Troy to come and get a real taste of the Irish team when he was so young and playing for Tottenham Hotspur under Jose Mourinho. And Jose Mourinho actually used him as a bit of a scapegoat, putting him on towards the end of a game and then coming out in an interview and saying, "I told you, Spurs fans, he's not ready just yet." And it wasn't good for the young man. But he's gone to AZ Alkmaar, which is... You know, it's a big, big decision to make, to go to a different country. It wasn't the type of thing that my generations did. We went to England and that was it. But for Troy to go to AZ, if that move doesn't go well, he's the forgotten man and he just dwindles out of the Irish team. So the fact he's made that move, he's scoring goals, Ireland are obviously benefiting from it, but absolutely over the moon for him.
Well, it certainly gives us an edge for Sunday. We're all looking forward to it, and we can do the sums and say what our chances are. Best option, I suppose, would be to top the group in the event of all sorts of maths going our way. Mm. That's not likely to happen, but to be in a playoff spot, I mean, that's all you can really ask of them.
Exactly, 100%. I'm still smiling, thinking about Ronaldo walking off. I have a little girl at the house who throws toys out of the pram, but for a 40-year-old to throw the toys out of the pram in the way in which
first
he
red
did,
card in international football.
It's incredible. And also, you've mentioned him already, Keith, but Seamus Coleman, like, I love him. I love him so much.
A man who's not playing for his club at the moment because he's recovering still from injuries.
Exactly, so. But he's so important as a leader in that team, and just all across the pitch last night, just impressive. We've a couple of days now into Budapest, and if they manage to win there, we'll start the dream, but it's still a long way to go.
Now, we thought much of our segment today would be talking about rugby because we're facing the Wallabies under Joe Schmidt, and that's kind of an interesting rivalry given he was here for so many years. I'm looking forward to this game because Prendergast is starting and Crowley started the last time, so it'll be interesting to see what that dynamic will be.
Fascinating, and it's fascinating that Andy Farrell has maybe opted to give them maybe two each. I'd expect Jack Crowley to come back in for the Springboks game next week. Prendergast obviously getting the nod for this one. That's fascinating team news that came out yesterday as well. But yeah, it's a 8:10 start for this game tomorrow evening back at the Aviva Stadium for another big night against Australia. It's Australia in a weird place that they've beaten the Springboks of late and yet lost last weekend to Italy. They've had some very, very poor results over the last couple of years. But then the Lions tour was really impressive by them in game two and game three particularly. So this will be a fascinating encounter. And I actually really like the Irish team news. Caelan Doris obviously starts. Stuart McCluskey back in. Paddy McCarthy, his first start as well at loosehead prop. But as you said, Sam Prendergast to be starting this game to get the nod against the Wallabies is quite a big decision.
Well, given what we've done, we've played Japan and we've won, not handsomely, I suppose. Well, handsomely in numbers, but not in terms of the performance. And we were beaten by the All Blacks. They're facing England.
Yeah.
And Scotland are then facing Argentina. We'll learn a bit more about, and Japan, of course, are facing Wales. So we'll learn a bit more about the Six Nation opposition this weekend.
And the pool draw for the World Cup is going to be made next month as well, Pat, so that's going to be fascinating. Obviously seedings will matter, so performances and results most importantly in these November series will matter. But look, if we can beat Australia and then go and put in a performance and maybe nick something against the Springboks next weekend, that's a very successful November series.
And finally, Shane, what's the latest on the golf?
Well, Rory McIlroy, bright start in his bid to become Europe's top golfer for the seventh time. So a 66 in the opening round of the season-ending DP World Tour Championship. So he's looking to secure a fourth title in a row, moved within one of Colin Montgomery's record eighth Order of Merit title. So that'll be quite incredible. So he's just two shots within the clubhouse leader, Michael Kim, that's over at Jumeirah Golf Estates. So the players behind him in the race to Dubai have to kind of finish fairly high up, have to finish runner-up position. So for Rory to be hitting a 66 in the opening round really puts him in the driving seat. So looks like it could be a good weekend for Irish sport.
And a good weekend for Shane Lowry too, I suspect.
Indeed.
He's going well as well. Okay, Shane Hannan from Off the Ball and Keith Tracy, former Ireland international. Thank you both very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.